Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ. Jamie Morning Show. I saw where the first cannabis spa is about to open up here in Denver. I thought we already had those.
We had a beer one.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I guess a cannabis one is about to open up. Spadil had pulled up some audio for me. I don't think we have it yet, though. But it's called Pure Elevations. September 14th, it opens up. Cannabis spa.
Does it have the THC, like, lotions, or do you smoke pot while you get rubbed?
Well, let's go to the expert.
Okay.
Spadil?
It's a full-on spa. So you they have lotions that have THC, CBD, whatever inside of it. And then you can also smoke beforehand.
Oh, good. Yes. All right. Okay. Really relaxed.
Yeah, really relaxed.
Most spas you go to, glass of wine or whatever. So it's kind of the same.
Yeah,
right?
Just cannabis theme instead of, you know, wine or whatever. Yeah.
I've never had wine at a spa before. I have had a service. They tell you to drink tons of water.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I thought they served alcohol.
No.
They don't?
Nope.
Shocker. I thought that was the only reason some people go.
No, there's no alcohol in there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They don't have alcohol?
No.
I thought
they were doing like wines and mimosas in there.
No. I mean, I'm sure if you do like a bridal party or whatever, you could probably call room service and have them brought up or something.
Yeah.
But as far as them, no. I mean,
so if you go, not on hand.
No.
So if you go to that, like the Woodbridge or something like that, it's called right here in town.
Woodbridge?
It's called something. Wood something. I forget what. Anyway,
yeah.
If you go to a fancy spot, they don't have.
No, only probably if you do like a bridals, you know, like when I had all the bridesmaids, they did have a package where we had champagne.
I'm shocked.
But like if I just went as an everyday guest, no.
And you just wanted a cocktail, no.
Yeah.
No.
I'm learning something every day around here. I thought they did.
Yeah, I really did.
So did I.
I thought it was just standard. That's just part of it. That's why I equated it to this.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's all the same.
Yeah, nope.
But it's not.
Nope. They tell you to drink tons of water.
Well, I take everything back. This is wild as hell.
I mean, there's not like a bar in there or anything. I mean, I'm sure like if we went to the Monarch and we were like, hey, can you order up some cocktail? I mean, I guess I've never done it, but.
I'm sure if you really wanted to, you could.
Yeah, but you're like, there for health,
yeah, and
not for drinking.
That's also why they have like the places like the beer spa here in town, because if you do want to drink and partake, you can.
Well, yeah.
Those kind of places.
I feel like anytime I've been walking by a spa and I stop to peep inside, I feel like I've always seen a glass of wine for some reason. That didn't sound creepy at all.
No, it didn't. It was fine.
All right, let me ask you a question, though. And you tell me, just from your own friends, the neighborhood, you're out and about more than I am. And again, on Textnado at 51059, you can take a guess. And it's got to do with this cannabis spa thing. What percentage of our audience do you think participates in cannabis? Not just smoking, but even edibles. What would you guess? Because I have,
of adults?
I'm going to tell you, adults. I have no idea. I'll be the first to tell you, I don't live in that world. I don't buy edibles. I've never had them. I don't know anything about them. Okay?
I can tell you, we're real popular with the weed smokers. Yeah. Like, I know a lot of people who are trimmers, and they put on our show while they're trimming at Grows, and just a lot of people listen to us while they're doing stuff at work.
So we have 8 friends, and 3 of them are edible users.
Okay, so that's right at 30%,
yeah.
40 maybe.
Yep.
I would say of our audience, edibles and smoke, that's high to me. I would have, I don't mean high as in, you know.
Trust me, we're all like, I'm obviously not going to give any names or anything like that, but out of the 8, these are the 3 that you would not expect.
Yeah, and I feel
and
like
it's not me, by the way.
That's the way it is.
Yeah,
though.
We're like, what?
I have no idea. I would have guessed it just off the top of my head, maybe 15 to 20%.
Oh, see,
I think that's really low.
I see. I thought like over 50.
Yeah, I'm thinking 60, right 70. Now. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And here's listening the funny part about these: really? The 3 out of 8, their 3 husbands have no idea.
Really? Oh, they do it on the download. They don't even do it with their husbands or anything.
Nope. No.
Wow. And they don't notice.
I guess I'm not in their homes, yeah, but yeah, don't I don't know.
Do you notice when you're around them?
Well, one girl had. Oh my God! One girl took mushrooms before the Barbie movie.
That doesn't count. No, mushrooms don't count.
You're gonna notice that.
Yeah.
Oh my God! It was so obnoxious.
That's cheating.
Oh, it was horrible. Like, and we. Oh my God! She's like, I'm so sorry. Like the next day, she said she was sorry because she was just way too before Barbie.
Yeah. See, that's too far.
You got to take mushrooms before Barbie. And she's just like, what? I mean, she's just.
There's a lot of good visuals in that movie.
Yeah. I think it would be better to take it before Barbie than Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of mushrooms, I have a friend, and he swears that mushrooms cured his depression. He swears by it.
You won't get an argument from me. I have no idea.
He doesn't take one time. He took them one time and tripped out or whatever, and then it cured his depression.
Wait a minute. So now I have to weigh in here because he took it one time and it cured him?
Yeah.
I thought you meant that maybe over a period of time that he's taken it.
No,
and that cured his depression. One time and it cured his depression.
Yeah, because it was like an overdose.
Oh, he just took like way too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you take like a bunch of psychedelics, you experience something called ego death, which is where like your ego literally like dies. Like your sense of self kind of goes away. And then like when you come back, it just, your life is totally changed.
That's what he says happened.
Yeah.
Wow. And here's what's the funny part is when he did this in Vegas, he said he couldn't find his room key anywhere. And so he kept going to the front desk and saying, can I get a room key? And they kept giving him a blank one because he couldn't remember his name.
Oh, my God.
So they're like, this guy's like just mushroom. Trying to get in any room that he can.
And he said he realized that they were just giving him a blank one. He goes, I'm really sorry to bother you the second time. And the guy goes, you've been up here 5 times.
Oh, my God. That sounds like he took a lot.
Yeah. He's never done it again, but he swears by it. And so there's a new documentary coming out too with, you know, that pilot that tried to shut down the engines on that Alaska.
He lost it mid-flight.
Yeah, he was in the jump seat, right? He wasn't piloting or co-piloting. He was in the jump seat. But he had taken 2 days before, he'd taken mushrooms for depression.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah, he'd taken mushrooms before depression. Yeah. And he had a lack of sleep. So he said he kept like having a dream and he wanted to shut off the dream. So he saw the two red pull down things that you could shut off the engines, which he knew would shut off his dream. Because he was flying in his dream. He thought he was dreaming, right?
Yeah.
So he stood up, he pulled down the two red levers. It didn't work. It didn't shut off the engines in mid-flight. So then they kicked him out of the cockpit. Now he's a captain. And then he went to the door and tried to open it.
Wow.
And then the flight attendants fought him off. And then he looked at them and said, I'm tripping out. You must restrain me. And so they put him in restraint.
Ooh. That'd be so scary.
Right?
Can you imagine listening to this show while on shrooms? I mean, it's bad enough as it is.
Yeah.
I'm on mushrooms. I'm listening to this program.
Right?
Holy crap.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.